Our dear Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy wonderful and most holy name. We thank thee for bringing us together to consider thy word. Help us to apply it in our daily lives. We ask thou would use this convention to that goal. And would ask now that thou be with Brother Tim Thomason, that his words may be a part of that edification. Help us in our words, thoughts, and deeds to honor thee among ourselves and before all men. Thine be the glory, and thy dear Son. We ask in Jesus' precious and most worthy name. Amen.
Well, welcome, brethren, to the San Diego Bible Students 2016 Convention. We are very glad to see you here. The local brethren have prepared a convention program that we hope and trust will be a blessing to all of you. And the program consists over the next, or parts of 3 days, 10 discourses, a testimony meeting, a symposium, and a Vesper service. And of course, in between all of that, there are plenty of intermissions for fellowship, as well as four meals served. And by the way, our normal weather, which we kind of have today, about 70 degrees, apparently tomorrow, according to the forecast, and Sunday, will be interrupted by something that we rarely see here. It's called rain. But it's only going to be happening during the convention, basically. So if you care to stay in San Diego and enjoy our nice climate, you'll have to wait until next week. The weather should be nice again, although the rain is nice as well. Well, of course, the primary objective for most brethren who attend a convention is to benefit from the various services that invited speakers provide. That's, I think, probably the primary objective again. And so we are very, very thankful to those who are on the program for their preparation and study. And we really could not have a convention without you, so we are indebted to you and very grateful for your service. Another primary objective of gathering together at a convention is the fellowship, not just the social interaction, which is nice in and of itself, but also being available to discuss important experiences of our Christian walk, our lives in the narrow way, with those who are on the same path. Being at a convention in person provides a enhanced experience as compared to other ways that we can, with technology, kind of attend a convention. We know that if we look in the scriptures, looking at the authors of the books of the Bible, that those who wrote the Bible under God's inspiration did not have the option of choosing between personal fellowship or something like listening to a discourse on, saying tape is old-fashioned now, a recorded discourse. Nonetheless, there is a scripture that might give us some insight into the whole concept of priority. It's you don't have to turn to it. I'll quote it for you. It's 2 John 1:12, and it gives us a little bit of insight. It's interpretive, but it's a little bit of insight. This is where the author, John, wrote, "Having many things to write to you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full." So I think what is being said here is essentially that he did have another option. Now, we have lots of options today, but there at least was another option. That was writing a letter. But the emphasis in the text is that he knew that the in-person method of fellowship and interaction and study probably was better. He said that our joy may be full, or maybe fuller, perhaps. But for those that cannot be here in San Diego, courtesy of Brother Robin and Sister Tricia Rice, we have an internet broadcast, and also recordings will be available afterwards. These are examples of how technology can be, doesn't have to be, but it can be a wonderful thing, and can be effectively used for our spiritual growth. So, whether you are here now in person or watching on the internet or sometime in the future might be listening to a recording of one of the services, we welcome you. And again, we offer special thanks to those who are serving the convention. And we certainly ask the Lord's blessing to be upon it. So let's open Brother Tim's discourse, which is entitled Courage, with hymn number 121. We've had the opening prayer, and Brother Jim asked a blessing on Brother Tim's services, so we will go right into his discourse. Again, the name of it, or the title of it, is Courage, and his opening hymn is 121.